The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. I have a show plan, but Aaron just mentioned that Hunter Biden was just pardoned by his father, President Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And I was taken aback, and I said, well, it's not as if he did something wrong. Right, because the United States system allows their president to do things like that. I'm not sure if I'm concerned, whether Americans should be concerned. Then I remember that Bill Clinton also pardoned his brother when he was about to leave. So I'm thinking perhaps this is an American thing. Their presidents do things like that. And I wonder if our leadership, our system allows our prime minister to show blatant nepotism, right? To disregard is not the right appropriate word in terms of the law, right? In terms of go parallel to the law in order for one's family to get ahead. But go ahead. I assume you are finding that up because that's not my topic for the day. I just was taken aback when she mentioned to me as I sat down and tell her what I'm going to be talking about. And I said, okay, I'll mention it. I'm not sure if the wider Bahamas is aware of it as yet because it's like breaking news or by extension the Caribbean. You know, these things have trickled down to us, smaller nations, developing nations, right? So, and I wonder if we have or should put out opinions on such things.
I think it's worthy of interrogation because whenever the United States coughs, our parliament is go on sick leave, right? And so it is possible that the political culture of the United States of America informs or is imported into Bahamian political and governance practice. But it's just a quick, I went to the BBC, people accuse you of reading Arabic news sites when talking about American policies. But what did Hunter Biden do and what is a presidential pardon? Biden issued a presidential pardon for his son who was facing sentencing for two criminal cases. So he had already been found guilty. He was in the sentencing phase. The move has proven controversial since the outgoing president previously ruled out such a move. But he claimed the cases against his son were politically motivated. See? You see similarities between here and the Bahamas? You heard Bahamian politicians say similar things?
I remember when Trump says political motivated, and they said, no, you broke the law. Mm-hmm. So either Biden is guilty or the law is manipulated for him to look guilty. But go ahead. But yes, I see the similarity with the Bahamas because we often our politicians say these things are politically motivated.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though the people are also saying them. His use of his pardoning powers continues a tradition of presidents on both sides of the American political divide, granting clemency to people close to them, right? And so saying this is not illegal, it's something that they can do, and it's something that presidents have done. A part to me is to people close to them, right? Because sometimes it's a familial proximity, sometimes it's a professional proximity. But what did Hunter Biden do? Hunter Biden was awaiting sentencing later this month in two federal cases. He became the first child of a sitting U.S. president to be criminally convicted. In a case relating to his gun ownership, he was found guilty by a jury in Delaware of three charges for lying about his drug use on a form when buying a handgun. He was also awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty in September in a federal tax case that centered on whether he paid enough tax from 2016 to 2019. The nine charges included failure to file and pay his taxes, tax evasion, and filing a false return. That's what happened. He thought he was Trump. Mm. He thought he was Trump and he could get away with it. He faced up to 25 years in prison in the gun case and 17 years in the tax case.
Oh, yeah. As a daddy, he needs to intervene. That's real sentence.
I'm not a father or a mother, so I was just looking to see if what that feeling was you had, that it would be contagious.
My child ain't going to chair for that long. Whatever she do.
Though he was likely to get much shorter tariffs and to serve the two sentences concurrently, experts told the New York Times. Why they call sentences tariffs?
Remember, he didn't pay his taxes. I assume they're talking about the taxes that you get. Go find the money.
Possibly. Anyway, that's what happened. Let's see. Trump pardoned Charles Kushner, the father-in-law of his daughter Ivanka. Bill Clinton pardoned his younger half-brother, Roger Clinton, for a cocaine-related offense. In both cases, the pardons were given to people who had already served the sentence. Biden's intervention comes before sentencing.
That's interesting. I wonder if they still can sentence him to find out how much years he would have...
That number, Trump granted 237 acts of clemency during his 4 years in the White House, according to the Pew Research Center, comprising 143 pardons and 94 commuted sentences. Many were in a flurry before he left office. That number is significantly fewer than his predecessor, Barack Obama, who, during his 8-year stint, granted 1,927 acts of clemency, according to Pew. These were 1,715 commutations and 212 pardons. Most of those who received executive clemency under Obama had been convicted of narcotics charges at the height of the so-called U.S. war on drugs. That's interesting. Most of those who received executive clemency under Obama had been convicted of narcotic charges at the height of the so-called U.S. war on drugs, which kind of leads to the question, how seriously does the United States of America federal system take the war on drugs?
I'm assuming these people are connected, some type of sponsors. There you go. You don't pardon people at whim. You need to have a narrative of who they are.
See, because if it were that these were cannabis convictions, and as the country was moving through the liberalization of cannabis, right, that you grant pardons to those individuals, but why wouldn't that be specified, right? Because that's a distinction, a specific political point. Like, hey, now that the country has decriminalized cannabis, maybe we should release some of these people who have been locked up on cannabis charges. But maybe not. Anyway, that's the end of the BBC article. Well, it's not the end, but it's the end for us.
Yes. So now we can start my conversation on what where I have intended for today. Actually, I saw the Nassau Guardian. Actually, someone sent it to me. The Nassau Guardian editorial. And I said, the editorial is damning. I can say damning on I think it was, that's a word, right?
Only twice, though.
How much time I say it so far?
Twice. Once to say it, and then once to ask if you could say it, and then no more.
Okay. So can I say it? Oh, but only twice is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the Commissioner of the Police. And I said, man, this is an article that if you haven't purchased your newspaper, the Nassau Guardian, you must go and purchase it. Mind you, the whole front. Yesterday's newspaper was good. The front page, so much different themes. It's worth purchasing. Today's editorial is one of those things you need to purchase an Nassau Guardian to read. And but I can have Aaron read it to you because I'm one or two of you all don't buy the newspaper, but you need to get the news to you. But the newspaper, Nassau Guardian, is full of news. You need to go purchase that. But let me, without further ado, read that so I can have some commentary about that.
Okay. I think it's supposed to read, the Commissioner of Police must resign.
Yes.
Right? Following upon the arrest in Florida of Chief Superintendent of Police Elvis Curtis for his alleged participation in a massive conspiracy involving the multi-year smuggling of tons of cocaine through the Bahamas, we on Monday in this space expressed our disappointment with the wholly inadequate response of Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernando. Curtis, at the time of his arrest, held responsibility for airport's security for Lyndon Penn National Airport in New Providence. In his televised statement to the nation on Sunday night, Fernando addressed Curtis's arrest along with 12 other suspects indicted in the Southern District of New York. In his 16-minute televised address, Fernando failed in his most basic duty as a COP, that is, to accept responsibility for his failure to suspect or detect the massive, horrendous, and unforgivable breach of the law and of the public trust by the premier law enforcement agency of the Bahamas on his watch. He admitted no apprehension or suspicion that the principal airport of the Bahamas was being used unlawfully to facilitate the trafficking of drugs. This notwithstanding the Prime Minister's statement in the House of Assembly in which he said that he had engaged U.S. intelligence and enforcement authorities on his concern with increased drug trafficking activities. I just want to stick a pin about the airport. We get back to that in a minute. All right, and I continue reading from the article. The correct and proper action set out in Fernandez's statement should have included an acceptance of responsibility and accountability and the tendering of his resignation. We had previously held misgivings of the fitness and suitability of Fernanda, a retiree, to serve as COP.
Yeah, stop there for stick a pin. A number of people gave concerns, voiced their concerns about the appointment of Fernanda. But let's continue there.
Mm-hmm. We understood the reasons for his appointment, however, and appreciated his long years of good service in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And we empathized with him and others when the former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis, summarily and without reasonable cause, removed him and others from service on the police force. We note that all have since been compensated by the state.
We have no clue how much they were compensated as yet. Millions of dollars, I was told, but have no clue. It's a secret. Still a secret. Bahamian funds. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I also going to go back to the airport. I have a visa now. I could travel.
Oh, you could travel?
Yeah, I could go to the airport. We're going to continue reading from the article. We also understood that Prime Minister Philip Davis was moved to correct this action by the appointment of his personal friend, Fernanda, as COP on contract. We did not think it was...
You want to pause there and picture nepotism like with the United States? We're doing parallels again, the personal friend. I mean, some people say... even a campaign general, but I'm not sure if that's true or not. But they had rumors about pictures of people campaigning. But that's not here nor there. Go ahead.
Sorry. It can't be because a commissioner of police or a deputy commissioner, but somebody vying for commissioner of police would protect his integrity by not being involved in campaigning activities.
They weren't deputy commissioner or commissioner of police at the time.
But they dreamt of it.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Well,
But
all behemoths.
They didn't say don't sue. They didn't say don't sue, right?
Yeah,
they didn't say don't sue. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to repeat that paragraph. We also understood that Prime Minister Philip Davis was moved to correct this action by the appointment of his personal friend, Fernanda, as COP on contract. We did not think it was the best decision by the new Prime Minister, but we understood. However, Fernanda's televised performance on Sunday evening removed all doubts about his suitability and or ability to be Commissioner of Police. We therefore recommend that he immediately tender his resignation to the Governor General. Should he fail to resign, we recommend that Prime Minister Davis terminate his contract, which will expire in June of next year. This will help in restoring confidence in the police force, permitting others to lead the force out of the mess, much of which occurred on Fernanda's watch. This will also present his friend, Prime Minister Davis, the opportunity, after consultation with the leader of the opposition, as is constitutionally required, to appoint from among the ranks of the RBPF a suitably qualified and capable woman or man as the new COP. There are urgent things that must now be done. There cannot be any delay in doing them. For example, 1, the interdiction of Chief Superintendent Curtis without pay is permissible in accordance with police regulations, and the laying of charges with a view to his being retired and his pension denied for his disgraceful service.
So I'm paused there because that hasn't happened. We have no clue what is happening regarding Curtis.
2, the contract of retired RBPF Sergeant Simonette should be canceled and his pension payments discontinued if permissible. 3, the immediate restoration at Lyndon Pinling International Airport of all suspended or terminated procedures which reduced drug trafficking and human trafficking in earlier times. 4, the placement of plainclothes policemen at general aviation and fixed-based operators licensed to operate at the main airport at New Providence and around the country. This is the first of a series of articles to appear in this space on this matter over the coming weeks.
Recently, since this scenario, we've not finished yet. The whole article finished already?
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen U.S., what do you call those shows where they like, the police have their camera.
So they're like reality documentary series.
Where they have featured the Bahamas. They have labeled the Bahamas as a hub of drug trafficking. They have persons flying into New York, flying into Florida, say, these are the behemoths we are watching. We suspect them of having drugs. They're showing the person's face. So clearly, and the Prime Minister even made mentioned that there is an increase or an apparent increase of drug trafficking. He made an appeal to the United States that he's going to be working with them. So definitely, we know that there was a problem.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I mentioned this earlier in my show. We should have always known that there was a problem.
Yeah.
We should have been aware that the culture had not shifted significantly for anybody to claim real successes in eradicating trafficking and smuggling.
But that's politicking. I appreciate.
I mean, it ain't politicking.
No, I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that there has been physical indicators to say that something is wrong. There's an uptick.
Mm-hmm.
And for the commissioner of police not to be aware or haven't implemented any strategies, mm-hmm. despite clearly should have known there is an uptick because they've been showing it on TV for a while,
mm-hmm.
right? The idea that he didn't know is problematic. And such warrants his resignation. Because it's some kind of strategy. He should say, I put a couple of people there and we didn't catch them. But not to not know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that such things are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read also. See, go ahead.
I was going to say that, you know how much money it costs to make a reality documentary series?
Yeah, man hours, TV, all of those surveillance and thing.
There had to be certain the money was going to be weighted. Mm-hmm. I'd be in a little... Mm-hmm. frivolous there, right? But I see, I understand the need to talk about the indictment itself, a singular issue, right? But we can't have any of these conversations without the broader context. And we can't assume that because this is the first thing that they showed us, that this is the first thing that they've seen.
Yes.
Right? The indictment references in or about May 2021.
Yes.
They've been
watching for a while, and then they start setting up in order to make sure I'm able to expose.
And so the question is, do we know how long they are watching, right? Can we determine from what it is they say and what has not been said the time period, right, of their surveillance? Because people are trying to, it appears as if people are trying to create these timelines, right? Like, we ain't talking about nothing before this point in time. We only talking about this. That's not going to be an effective interrogation or assessment.
I just want to put on a record, where were you reading from so everybody
All right,
knows.
So again, we are reading from the editorial in today's Nassau Guardian, that is Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2024. Again, the editorial, it reads, the Commission of Police must resign, but I think it's a typo. It should read, the Commission of Police mm-hmm. must resign.
And it gives later a case on why, and yeah. explains and go into detail.
You know what I noticed? That they didn't even mention that the officer in charge of road traffic came on Beyonce's radio,
mm-hmm.
I mean interwebs, and said, yeah, we didn't read the law, and now that we've read it, we're not going to enforce it. I mean, the commissioner of police should have resigned from then, right? That from 2019, we're talking now 5.5 years, 2019, July 27, that's when the law was passed or enacted, right? That's what's on the bill, the date. To today, not only police officers and state actors with white and blue plates, white and black plates, black and white plates, red plates. Everybody just turning left on red, running through stop signs. The commissioner of police could have resigned a long time.
Good. We have another headline I want you to read. I want to read former commissioner of the police. Mind you, some label him as the worst commissioner of police ever, right? And his commentary, I say, my Lord, I'm still waiting on the Oban file investigation, but he said he's going to be...
I suspect they put that in the time capsule.
Yes. Well, I was just going to go to you, Colin. I see you hanged up. Let's read that, Commissioner Rule.
The top fold of the front page of the Nassau Guardian headline, Role, RBPF will recover. Former police chief says he's, quote, heartbroken, close quotes, by allegations. Former Commissioner of Police Paul Rhodes said last night, see the caller again, Mr. Nuri? Mm-hmm. Former Commissioner of Police Paul Rhodes, you want to go to the caller?
Let's go to the caller.
Yeah.
I know you've been waiting. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Good morning, CA. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
CA, Aaron, figure this out for me. Yeah, for the past, as far as I could remember, you have the commissioner of police or various law enforcement officers. They come and they tell us, oh, we have taken 365 guns off the street, a gun a day. And you could tell me for the last umpteen years, all of those people were arrested and nobody snitched. Nobody talked to where these guns were coming from. You believe that, Aaron? You believe that, CA?
No, when people scared, they talkative.
Listen, you mean with all the tactics that these so-called the police have, they can't get somebody to tell them where these guns coming from?
Well, we know they ain't coming from BTVI.
So to say that, you know, we don't know how these guns were getting it, it makes you wonder, mm-hmm. right? Because the guns, like the man say, can either come either by sea or by air.
Mm-hmm.
So to say you don't know how these guns are coming in here and you don't know who is bringing these guns in, I find that very hard to believe. But the mere fact that not everybody, just like not everybody was bringing in drugs, you have drug cartels, you have gun cartels. And I am sure out of those almost 1,000 or how many people they arrested, somebody talked and said where these guns come from, right? And why it wasn't stopped, you tell me.
I have a quote, Aaron, at least a text. I'm going to read what the text just says, right? And I want you to think about it because it's a damning text. I say the word again.
Mm-hmm.
And it is scary, right? Let me read it, right? CA, I've been trying to figure out how to summarize our nation's last week's debacle, right? The only conclusion I'm arriving to is that we are financially broke nation coupled with no ideas and innovation. That leads our civil servants, all of them, ripe for corruption practices. Remember we had the article where they're saying that part of bohemian culture is bribing?
They said that 75% of businesses surveyed or entities surveyed indicated that they have paid a bribe at least once.
Yeah, part of our culture is bribing. We like tip. Right? And if we are financially strapped, if we have a civil force, a workforce that find themselves wanting things, it's not just the police anymore. Especially when the grand jury in the United States is saying government officials. This may be systemic throughout the whole civil service in terms of I need this, therefore I'll make it happen. This might be a national concern where we need to go back and say, let's rectify this now. We just concentrate on the police force now, but this may be systemic.
It is. It is systemic. First of all, a whole bunch of people are in a state of financial and psychological crisis, right? Like they don't know why they broke. And they don't know what to do about it, right? They don't understand how you learn to not lower your quality of life, you know, but live within your means, right? Kind of. But here's a bigger part of it. It's because people don't understand the economy. They don't know what an economy is. They don't know how it works. But here's the thing. They don't know what their economy was comprised of, right? They don't know how much of it was actual, what you call good, clean money, and how much of it was black market money, and how much of it was gray market money, like smuggling and running things, like financial services, and numbers, gambling, right? And that money has slowly shrunk. It just shrunk and it shrunk. But people don't know what part of the economy is shrinking or why, right? Here's the next thing. I would put on the table that the political class and the merchant class have conspired to create a, we were talking to the early call about critical mass and collective consciousness. Bahamians have for decades been spending money intended for collective national development on disposable personal experiences. Hmm. Right? And so now, I wouldn't even say that people thiefing for things. People thiefing because they ain't got adequate insurance.
Hmm. Let's continue this article with former Commissioner Rowell on what he's saying. Now, remember, former Commissioner Rule has been critiqued strongly, in fact. People, the morale at the police force was at an all-time low. So I was surprised.
I could imagine, we can't run stop sign.
Yeah, surprised that he's given commentary, right? But anyway, let's go.
Again, the reading from the story on the top fold front page of The Guardian, Rowell, RBPF will recover. Former Commissioner of Police Paul Rowell said last night that when he heard the allegations in the U.S. indictment that members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force were involved in drug trafficking, his heart broke, but he expressed confidence that the RBPF will be able to rebuild its reputation and salvage its reputation, its relationship with the Bahamian people.
You must know something.
Or nothing at all. You think this is the... See, let me tell you what the problem is that Bahamian people have. It is this. How you could be over here being crooked and then turn around and talk about you could beat my good son because he's a criminal. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what people are upset about, right? Like, how are people on the force terrorizing us because apparently, supposedly, we are the dirtiest of the dirty. We deserve this type of treatment. But you cannot even police officers within your own force?
Long and short of that, as you continue to read, Bahamian people are hurt. And when you are hurt, what do you do to mend things? First, you have to apologize, eh? Acknowledge that you're wrong, eh? Right? Still, the blame is being cast on us. You caused me to hit you. You caused me to abuse you.
What are the Bahamian people hurt by? I think this is another part of the conversation.
Pause.
Here's what I mean. Cancel all of this foolishness, all this rhetoric about we're so sorry, we hurt the Bahamian people. You hurt us by destabilizing our relationships with external partners and risking the benefits that we, the ordinary people, enjoy because of our relationship with them. Stop coming to us. We've breached the trust of the Bahamian. You breach the trust of the Bahamian people when the police officers don't follow the basic laws. You are claiming that we're hurt because of this. We're hurt when every time a civilian or a suspect is shot, the first thing the police officer says, "I was scared for my life, you know. I was scared. That's why I pulled my gun and shoot him." As opposed to, "I made a reasonable determination within the limited amount of time available to me." Maintaining this conversation of "you hurt the Bahamian people" allows them to get off with an apology. In the same way that calling for a commission of inquiry suggests that we're not going to go for formal charges. Mm. Michael Pintard. We don't want a commission of inquiry. We want people to be charged before the courts.
This ain't going no further. The commission of inquiry might be our only bet.
Continue reading from the article. Rowell, who is the Bahamas ambassador to the International Maritime Organization.
Some people get rewarded. Continue.
Said he was also, quote, "hurt and disappointed," close quotes, with comments made by Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez. You were hurt and disappointed. They let some people touch the electricity. They let anybody touch the guns, eh?
Yeah.
On Sunday, during a national address, Fernandez said that in an effort to gain a comprehensive understanding of how these activities began and then remained undetected, quote, I have already initiated consultations with key individuals who held leadership roles during that period, close quotes. Quote, I have already spoken with former Commissioner of Police Paul Roll, who served from March 2020 to July 2022, Fernandez said. The commissioner said he also intends to speak with former Commissioner of Police Anthony Ferguson, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, and former Minister of National Security Marvin Dames.
Question. Imagine if our current Prime Minister say he's going to speak to Hubert Ingram and Hubert Minnis and Perry Christie to find a way forward. How would we react?
When you go to make that visit, pack heavy, because don't come back.
That's
when you go to visit the retired PMs, pack a heavy bag because you don't come back.
Mm.
All right, we continue reading from the article. The indictment alleges that the uptick in cocaine trafficking began in or around May 2021. That's it right there. That's it. The indictment alleges that the uptick in cocaine trafficking began in or around May 2021. The uptick.
That's post-COVID. Just as we exit COVID.
So COVID may have been the circumstances that caused the drop,
mm-hmm.
because no boats was moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so those who did move were easily, right? Like,
we couldn't come in and out of the country, lockdown. And as soon as it opened, right, there was an uptick.
Mm-hmm. Roll said he felt Fernando misrepresented their conversation. Quote, I don't support corruption in any form, close quote, said Roll when called for comment. Quote, I can say categorically I have never been involved in any kind of corruption. I was quite disappointed when I heard his comment because it does not adequately and accurately address the conversation which we had, and it gives the impression as though he spoke to me in a different form as a suspect. Did you get that when he said?
No. I did not get that he thought the former commissioner was a suspect. Everyone's so defensive, man. It ain't me.
At the same time, we shouldn't attribute to malice what is likely incompetence.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Like, he may not be... Anyway, I'm going to continue reading where the quotations are.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, that was never the case, close quotes. Roll, who resides in London as part of his diplomatic duties, said he spoke to Fernanda about the indictment on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I thought it was a cordial conversation, close quotes, he said. Quote, he asked for my opinion on something and I told him that I thought, dot, dot, dot,
mm-hmm.
sentence continues. He needs to focus on addressing the image of the police force. That was the essence of it. Close quotes. No, not focus on the image of the police. Focus on the police force. Because if you focus on the police force, the image will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm. He's very defensive, though.
Subtitle, damning allegations. Roll, who served on the force for nearly 40 years, said he believes the force can recover from the damning allegations in the indictment.
You know, remember the allegations about people were concerned with the six men who were shot?
At like Jerome Avenue and Chesapeake intersection?
And then people suggested that the police force was for follow-up from the Commissioner of Police. And he's going a while and a while and a while and a while. And then he said that, oh, the person left the Bahamas. He said, and people questioned, what do you mean?
Well, what do you mean the suspect left the Bahamas?
Who was the suspect? He said, well, we had four persons left the Bahamas. Then he said, like months later, well, we did arrest some people, but we didn't have enough information or it was a circumstance, so we released them. And he said, what? What are you talking about? And he said, what type of commission? Then people started asking for him to just resign.
Subtitle in the article that we're reading from in today's Nassau Guardian, Damning Allegations. Roll, who served on the force for nearly 40 years, said he believes the force can recover from the damning allegations in the indictment. He noted, see, here's my point here. Why you focus like on the damning? How are you going to recover from allegations? You don't recover from... You repair the environment in which the allegations could be made.
Mm.
He noted that during his tenure, he placed many officers before the courts, an exercise he took no joy in. The indictment, which was unsealed in New York last week, alleges that three members of Bahamian law enforcement used their positions to assist Colombian and Bahamian drug dealers to smuggle drugs into the U.S. 13 people were named in the document, including 11 Bahamians and 2 Colombians. Quote, when I heard it, I felt my heart was, Rule said. Quote, I love the police force. My heart fell when I heard, I know these officers. These are persons whom I respected. Quote, by now I've kind of gotten over it, but I do believe that the police force is going to recover. It can recover from this. There is some need for some changes that have to take place, and the commissioner alluded to some things he wants to do.
I'm disappointed in his response.
The officer named in the, close quotes. The officer named in the indictment include Chief Superintendent Elvis Curtis, officer in charge of the airport division, Royal Bahamas Police Force Sergeant Prince Albert Simonet, who works closely with Curtis and Royal Bahamas Defense Force Chief Petty Officer Darren Roker. It alleges that the men acted to help facilitate the transshipment of tons of cocaine from South America through the Bahamas and ultimately into the United States. Roll said he told the commissioner that it is important to acknowledge what happened. Quote, the officers acted solely on their own, close quotes, Roll said. How do you know that? Quotes closed, Rule said. How do you know that? How do you know that they acted on their own? How do you know? Y'all don't know.
I think that's a good spin to continue. I have no problem with him saying that. The case closed like that.
See, as a victim of stalking that was never resolved, having two state agencies mentioned in one response, with the police telling me that Batelco said that the threat was insufficient to warrant further investigation. That's how they disclose cases say.
It's only several.
I can read from the article, quote, the officers acted solely on their own, close quotes, Rule said. Quote, nobody is blaming the commissioner for it. The officers acted on their own volition. I don't think anybody authorized them or ordered them to do it, close quotes. Roll said he stands with the police force and believes that officers now need to return to the community and get to work building relationships with the public. He encouraged officers to keep their heads up. Quote, this too shall pass, close quotes, he said. I think I've run out of something, maybe oxygen or water or tolerance. Roll added, quote, if you have your nose clean, continue to serve the Bahamian people, hold your head high and be respectful to members of the public and your colleagues, serve with dignity and serve with pride. That is all you can do, close quotes. I would like to stick a pin here, definitely, Mr. Newry, on behalf of the Royal Bahamas Police Force officers that are not involved in any form of corruption. You all have a duty of care to protect them too, you know. You have a duty of care to protect officers from rogue officers. We as the public have a duty of care to acknowledge that we understand that some officers may be just as afraid of the public of rogue officers. And to say that this too shall pass and all you have to do is keep your nose clean is not sufficient.
Except I'm disappointed. I assume he would have formally write the Commissioner of the Police with suggestions. These are things I would have considered, kindly considered these things. Say something like that. Let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Okay, come right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Green. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Morning.
Yeah, I was prompted to call. Just went in, but quick. Yeah, I too shall pass, all right? Now, I do respect Mr. Paul Rule, but I remember when my cousin was shot about 10 years back or less than that, I had jumped the wall. Just to check on the status, because I heard he had been shot and he had died, right? So when I jumped the wall, he said, you know, we're selling here today. So we automatically assume that that's what it was all about. But it's amazing how they can profile the public, but they can't profile themselves. And, you know, you were hinted on something that I had spoken about yesterday. What does that speak for the entity that officers in the entity have to be protected from the entity itself?
Mm-hmm.
So I said on the radio, we have been kidnapped, you see? No, if no, perhaps. We have been kidnapped. And so hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so the question is about integrity. I mean, I know I'm nothing against the skippings, right? But, I mean, how could you uphold this? So what I'm saying is, integrity is produced and seen. It's not induced on the public. So the psychological operation is this. You have on a uniform, And the integrity comes with the uniform. And so as you take the photograph and the news, the psychological press, whatever, media, whatever, right, you uphold your chest and you put out an image, but at the same time, simultaneously, we know it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying the commissioner is in anything, you know. I'm talking about the fact that you can profile the public, but you don't know what's going on within your own entity. Then you can go back and look at the complaints unit. If the public right now, the complaints unit, if the, all the information was to go on the Skype, everyone to read, you'll be surprised to know what the public was saying. That's all I'm saying. Give thanks.
Thanks. Let's quickly go to the next caller, then we finish the article there, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, CA and Aaron.
Morning.
Now, Aaron, that's the traffic thing first. Now, me driving in states when I was 19 and renting cars, to me, that was the best thing the F&M did. Left on red. Now, I didn't show other people how to do it. You must make a complete stop and make sure nobody in the no car coming or no people.
And there has to be a sign. There has to be a sign.
No, anywhere in life.
No, no, listen.
As long as the car, you could turn left.
That's in the United States of America. But
that stopped congestion to me.
Pause for a second. That's in the United States of America. The difference here is that our roads were not planned. And so we are attempting to implement policies where the infrastructure does not allow for it.
I know, but when there is, we can make causeway the turn left.
Yeah, so I understand.
Let's go back to the topic at hand.
Yes, sir.
Now, federal law has it that the prosecutors don't have to show their hand until the day of the trial. Nobody knows what's in that indictment, really. Until the day of trial, they'll show you all the witness lists. That's the law. That's why they always win their cases. They don't give discovery until the day of the trial. So we don't know what else in there, who's the witnesses, or who else went on until they had the trial. But when they come down on you, they know everything about you. I mean, when they done put cuffs on you, they win 90% of the cases, 90%. So I'm just amazed that he got a call and he didn't tell her head up on the phone. You don't talk, cause you could be conspiring. You could get in that whole Rico thing. Don't talk. If I was him, I wouldn't talk to nobody. I said, wife, my brother wife called me. See, my brother locked up on some chat. I said, call her. I'm gone.
Thank you very much, caller. Let's go to this next caller and then continue reading there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Nuri, good morning again, Aaron.
Morning.
Listen, I don't know if anybody remember last week when I said that Menace, listen to him carefully and try to, we all know how he think for the most part. He saw something, that's how you guys are reading, and I said, holy crap, I just said that last week. Menace saw something while he sent those guys home.
You think so?
I feel like he did what he did because he probably was trying to keep the reputation of the force, or he wanted to move them before something like this happened.
Where you were sitting, where you see that? When you see that?
Rest of us, we didn't see that. He was simple-minded. I can't say the good German. He was confused.
I was just saying.
You're reading the article.
No, you stood by yourself.
Pardon me?
You by yourself. No one thought that about Minas.
Don't mind, Min. Don't mind.
No, I said that. That's something I said. I said he saw something. Probably why he sent those guys home. Remember, that's why I said that last week before this article came out. And now you guys are reading the same thing I said.
Yeah.
He know what he saw, why he sent them home.
He's being spiteful.
That's why he's saying he ain't going to say nothing until his commissioner of inquiry. Because he don't want nobody come after him. He won't be able to say what he have to say. And he want the public to hear him. Because he said a secret, or he said in a closed room, the general public may not hear exactly what it is that he says.
So he
won't be on TV, and he won't be able to say it in the front of a commission of inquiry. That's why he's calling for one.
No, he knows
what he saw.
No, you're reaching, ma'am. No one else in the Bahamas seeing it like that. You by yourself. You're reaching. You have the host assembly. Say anything in the host assembly. And protect it. Anything. Call people names. But you even could slander inside there.
You're protected from the law. I mean, you could do all kinds of things.
All kinds of things inside there. You could call names and say
anything. You could eat five meats. You could body slam people. Yeah. There's a number of things that have taken place inside there.
I don't even think if a commissioner of inquiry is calling, he say things, he's protected. But he could say things at host assembly and be protected. Yeah.
And yet they say so little of importance.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I see you, caller. If you can hold. If you can't, hang up and call back as soon as we come back, and we come straight to you. Right, we have a number of texts. A number of people are
putting things together. They joining the marks, right? Again, they're supposed to be adding one and one, and now they're getting 11. They're just putting them together. But we'll come back and we'll continue that. I think we still have parts of that article to read. But there's supposed to be a protest tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of different government factions.
You call it a protest? I call it a demonstration.
Whatever they're doing.
It is a demonstration of their ability to lead.
The temperature change, because you can't be marching up. And the seeing we march people, them trying to march again.
You sure?
The audacity.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I'd be watching them.
The flyer I saw is FNM.
Oh, I can show you another flyer. Where the organizer.
You sure it ain't the same flyer?
It's the same people. They take us to be fooled. We ain't marching no more. And they say, caller, we coming right back.
He's not.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors. Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Green, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see the callers calling back. Let's pass that caller through. Aaron, you want to read any of those texts or are you going to ignore them?
I will read them, but go to the caller first.
Let's go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good day, C.A. Marie. And good day, Aaron Gray.
Good day, good day.
This is the GNN. Yeah, I totally agree with you, C.A. I totally agree with you. That last caller, I can, just by looking through the phone, I can tell she's wearing a red dress and high heel shoes. But this is time to put them red dress and put them high heel on, because Mike Grammy always told me, GNN, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. That minister and them call it for commission of inquiry, but I ain't think they call it closet squeaky clean either, because, you know, Pinter had been implicated in a lot of things over that way. And Dr. Minnis, the competent authority.
Because he write a book, say, who moved my cheese? You all think he's the one moving the cheese all the time, eh?
No, to call his book correctly, who...
That was the conky.
That was Chivago Lang. No, none of you will buy that book. Chivago Lang.
Yes,
right,
I have the book. I still have the book.
But that's by Chivago Lang.
I tripped him. Okay.
See, that's what I have the book. That's why I know who the author is. I read it. Part of it.
Yeah, but by Minnis. But Minnis was the competent authority. And I can't say it's him, but during his tenureship as minister of competent authority, Albany was made to stay open during the entirety of COVID. And it is to my understanding that somebody was paid handsomely for that. So tell them, be careful.
No, Albany is a hotel. And as a hotel, they had a right.
And that's why I didn't call no name.
But as a hotel, they had a right to be open.
No, not during COVID.
No, during COVID, the
other hotels closed themselves.
Thank you very much. That's okay.
Hotels were allowed.
Flights were closed, flying the people to bury the dog thing, but we ain't got to go there. The only thing I want to say about the commissioner of police is, hey, he may not be wrong, he may not be guilty of nothing, but by his own admission, see, this is what the GNN is going on. What he saying, he took tenureship of the office of chief of police. 2 years, 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. Something came up in the organization. Now, prior to what his tenureship, he may not know for sure, but he's supposed to have his finger on the pulse and be brought up to date to the point where he's supposed to say, wait, look here, something ain't right over here, something ain't right over there. But to admit that I ain't know nothing, listen, put your resignation on the desk. That means you're admitting you failed. Thanks for taking my call.
Imagine if the grand jury didn't bring up this case. What would still be happening at the airport, Aaron? Because nobody was aware of that.
I don't know. I just get my visa.
Yeah. And imagine we've had accusations where people say they're using the government car, the government vehicles, to do illicit things,
mm-hmm.
moving bodies and things,
mm-hmm.
right? And the cars are tinted. Now we're hearing that the government plane is being used. The government boat is being used, and now we have people driving the government car up and down on weekends.
Did we hear that the government plane was being used, or are we surmising that the government plane
You soon hear it. Let's go back to the caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning, caller. Caller 1, 2. We lost you, caller.
Go ahead. Finish the last part of the article. We have 2 minutes, Aaron.
He said, there's a phone call. He said, quote, those of us that remain, we have to carry on. We can't cannibalize one another. This is the time where we have to be strong for one another because this has hurt all of us. Quote, how do you think I feel when everywhere I turn here in London, people are talking about it. They are talking about this thing that happened with the police officers. Every newspaper you look at, it's there. So, quote, so we have to continue to be our brother's keeper and let us try and preserve and salvage what little reputation we have left. Close quotes. I am offended by that statement. I am tired of being left to be terrorized by state actors that should be governed and policed. Bahamian people are being terrorized by people who refuse to follow the policies that govern their jobs.
Let's squeeze these people in. 30 seconds for everybody. We got to go. Go ahead, caller. 30 seconds.
Yeah, well,
30 seconds.
Menace agreeing with Pintar to call for a commission inquiry. That's a challenge to the commissioner and to the prime minister. The whole nation to see it, right? Now, that king here, Aaron, you and Nui, try and find out where that is today. Because that's the first act after they came to power with a big 1.37 tons of cocaine.
Okay.
When the plane was confiscated, that shit was found on.
Try to squeeze this person in, Kermit. 30 seconds again. Okay, we got to go. We got to go. It's 11:59. The last second is you, Aaron. Are you good? Summary? No, you good?
I all right this time.
Good. Then I'll do the last summary. The I there is...
Oh, BPL, turn on the lights, man.
Well, we don't want to abuse the police force, though. Definitely we're not accusing them or anything. We understand it's only one or two actors in it. We are concerned with the response. The response by the Commissioner of Police, again, the response by the chief in charge of the nation, our mm-hmm. Prime Minister, and we are not... quite sure if the response is adequate.
And if it takes cannibalizing the police force and each other to make it right and protect the citizens of the Bahamas and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, that's what you're going to have to do.
And the Bahamian people just want to trust the police. It can take effort in order for us to get the trust.
And effort on their side.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.